Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This past week, I was working with a variety of different groups, and for some reason, a theme ran through each one. What is wrong with everyone? It was an odd theme, but I kept hearing it from all of these different groups that I was with. But it was clear that there is a growing frustration in some people's leadership with supporting and leading others. Many times, when we are charged with facilitating leadership of others, we run into obstacles, and they are usually placed in front of us by those that we serve. Sometimes unforeseen barriers arrive on the scene, but too often they are placed there by the very people in charge of getting things done. There are so many reasons people will give or feel for not getting, quote-unquote, to it. But a Buffalo leader, we usually fail to recognize that there are other people in the organization who simply need a little nudge and sometimes an invitation to think or do it differently. Now, longtime listeners know that Buffalo leaders are those that see an obstacle or a challenge and run into the storm in an effort to immediately take on that challenge that they are facing. But what happens when you look back and there are a couple members of the herd that just aren't moving, seem to have no energy, or are simply paralyzed by fear of change? Well, there are two questions you need to ask when faced with people who seem to be resisting, not complying, or won't even take a risk. Here they are. Do they have the skills needed to make this run? Or do they have the will it takes to make this charge? As a leader, you have to remember that your core goal is to influence others, and that means you have to be willing to make some changes, take some risks, but most importantly, constantly be assessing the situation in front of you. Too often we lapse into judgment when faced with others who seem to not want to do what is expected. We say things to ourselves like, they're just lazy. They're clueless. Why don't they care? While there is a slight chance, on occasion, that those assumptions may be correct, it is more likely that they either don't have the skills to do it, the desire or motivation to do it, and the worst, they might not even have both. They may lack the skill and the will to complete the work or make the run into the storm. Now, before I get too deep into this, I want to give you a few examples of these types of people or behaviors. Now, first, will. Have you seen the movie Rudy? Rudy is a kid who had will and people around him reminding him to be Buffalo. The premise of the movie is that Rudy leaves his high school and tells everyone he's going to Notre Dame and will play football. Undersized and not filled with tons of skill, he works tirelessly to get onto the team. Year after year, he tries out, and he always makes the practice squad. Smaller than most, he's frequently hit hard in practice. And as the movie goes on and the story, he continues to show up and put his heart into it. But when faced with quitting because of a lack of will suddenly, he's encouraged by others, and the movie ends with Rudy getting to play 27 seconds of football in the last home game of the year, and he ends up sacking the quarterback. The movie is a great example of the extreme definition of will. A person who has all of the energy and heart to do what it is that they want to do, and they begin to see things past their own weaknesses. They look through the negativity, and they charge relentlessly until they get what it is that they desire. Will is a mindset and a behavior. People with strong will are tenacious and work hard to get what they want. Strong-willed people can be very successful even if they have certain skill deficits. Now, skill. Skill is a talent or acquired piece of knowledge. There are heavily skilled people that have technical abilities, have physical skills, and mental capacities that are truly unique. Skilled people are the ones who seem to effortlessly be able to get things done. My favorite example of a highly skilled person, again, is from the entertainment world, and it's MacGyver. In brief, MacGyver was a television character that could be in any number of situations, and they were always extreme, but with a simple matchstick, a paperclip, and a roll of tape, he could save the world. Didn't seem to matter what the situation was. He could always find a way with his skills to build a better solution that those with even all the tools couldn't even do. Why does having skill and will matter to leaders, and why should we be thinking about it? Simple. Most of the people you serve need you looking after them and looking at them through the two lenses of skill and will. When you have to have a difficult interaction with another person about performance or breaking an expectation, you need to first reflect yourself through a mental conversation, and when the person in front of you breaks an expectation, you need to assess it. The two easiest guiding questions to determine what the root cause of the situation is are the following. Are they capable of doing the job with their current skill set? Well, if the answer is yes, then you ask the next question. Do they have the motivation to do the work? In other words, the will. If the answer is no, then the issue is will. However, if you ask the question and they have the desire to do the work but can't successfully or skillfully complete the task, then it isn't a will issue, it's a skill issue. Ted, what the heck are you talking about? Simple. Buffalo leaders need to judge good, and when you do that, it is critical to assess what the needs of the person are in front of you. Highly willed people can charge into a situation and suddenly find themselves extremely frustrated because they're not finding success. The reason is that they are applying the knowledge that they have had, and that may not be enough to simply get to the success they want to. So, you as the leader need to ask a simple question for high-willed people. What training, development, or tools do you need in order to be successful? And then you work tirelessly to get them what they need to be successful. Highly skilled people might also charge into the storm and find themselves looking at a higher challenge than anticipated and suddenly lose steam. They often develop a story in their head that it is too much work and they don't want to take on this challenge. Motivation for skilled people can be dangerously deterring, and when they find themselves in a slump, the leader needs to recognize that while they might have all the God-given talents needed to do the job, the people in front of them might have lost the will. That is when the leader needs to ask, what is it I need to do different to increase your willingness to tackle this issue? In other words, what's getting in the way? What's slowing you down? And what is demotivating you? It can be so frustrating as a leader to watch people in either of these situations. But that frustration only sticks to the leaders who don't have their own will or skill to address the issue. But ironically, I think I just gave you the framework to assess the people in your organization who might be facing a challenge. High skill and high-willed leaders also need you assessing the situation for them. A leader's job is to serve the needs of others. So, what is the question you ask highly skilled and highly willed colleagues? It is simple and motivating at the same time. When you actually have someone in front of you who has all the skills and all the motivation, you need to just ask them, what do you need from me to keep up this great work? Simply asking and reinforcing the skill and will of others positions them to recognize that you are paying attention to their work, and these types of leaders are usually motivated intrinsically. Because they want to do their best, and they want to apply a strong mindset, and they want to use their gifts to do great work. However, leaders need to never look past these types of teachers, students, or leaders. Will can be lost easily if it's not appreciated. Last, what happens in the case where you run into an out-of-shape and lazy buffalo? This would be a person with no will to improve and no skills to rely upon. This is the person who, when offered the opportunity to get training, development, or new tools, says, no thanks. This is the person who, when given the chance to control their mindset and motivation, prefers to cast away opportunity and instead point blame. Well, if this is the conclusion, and they continually demonstrate an unwillingness to charge into the storm, they refuse to get up off the ground, and they won't work to make themselves strong enough to even walk towards an oncoming storm, then you need to ask this question. How can I help you leave the organization? Because I would like to invite you to leave the herd. So here is the process you use to support those you are about to charge into a storm with. You give everyone a reflection document that details all of the things that are upcoming. Right after you lay out what the new challenge or expectation is, you have everyone write on post-its as many answers as possible to the following two prompts. First prompt, before we undertake this journey, please list any development, resources, tools, or training you will need in order to be successful. Have each person put their first name on their answers so that you can facilitate and provide to their requests. Have everyone put their answers up on the wall and then do a gallery walk, you know, like in a museum. Walk the walls and have people review them. Then have the herd, the other members of your team, write their name on the post-it pad if it's something they can help that person with. After discussing with everyone what the conclusions are and the needs are, ask them this question. Same process. Write out what is motivating. People will list lots of different things. Again, have each person initial their responses so that you can be conscious of the needs of the individuals as well as the group. So the question is again, when things get tough, what is motivating? Now, this is a powerful and public approach. It is powerful because as the chief of the herd, you have now put out for everyone what needs to be done in order for us to be successful. You have also displayed the current skill and will level of the group, and most importantly, you now get to lead to a crowdsourced set of solutions. It is now your responsibility and our responsibility instead of simply just your own. Skill and will is a simple assessment for you as you approach each individual you serve. It is not always easy to find solutions when you operate in isolation. However, the critical skill here is addressing the group and individual so that you can ask them what needs to be done. If you engage others in the processes that impact them, there will be greater ownership and less friction. It is also critical in every classroom, school, boardroom, or organization to have the conversation and do a simple needs assessment before beginning every journey. The only time we fail is when we work in isolation or we lack the skill or will to move others into the positions they need to be successful. Or you don't have the skill or will to show the disengaged the door. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe your willingness to address individuals with skill or will deficits. List strategies you can employ to support those with deficits. And describe your strategy to build your own skill or will when you come upon a new challenge. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please remember to share and rate this podcast on your platform. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music, and please remember to watch for the TH3 each week on Twitter. Finally, one of the hardest things to do as a Buffalo leader is to maintain optimism when so many people are wired to choose the path of least resistance. These are the buffaloes who run under the first tree they see. Sometimes we lose the will to be the one in the crowd who continues to look at life as a series of obstacles designed to make us stronger. But if you go through life looking at each challenge as the opportunity to improve yourself, well, you're an outlier. I can't tell you how many times I hear people say things to me like, oh, come on, can't we just complain a little bit here? Or seriously, do you really think everything's a good problem? Yeah, I do. The will to maintain optimism is not easy, but the tank of optimism is like gas. It burns hot and fast. And in order to maintain a full tank, a leader needs to be fueled by the opportunity to overcome the lack of skill or will of others. Each obstacle that is placed in front of you is truly a test of your skill set and your mindset. So this week and every week, see the pessimists as your chance to be an opportunist, a buffalo who gets to assess the other person, change the conditions for them, and create a smoother path for them to do what we all need to do daily. And that, as you know, is simply to charge into the storm with optimism.
Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.